Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good help,
to seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, an international host.
Hail from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
DJ Smellgood.
I know some of y'all kids be like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you got a good, now put it down. And when he doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked, for real.
Girl, don't be blown out.
Take me, so they niggas wanna take me. You know I turn them on, you know they me in a
yo. You can't talk to this girl without no dough. I like to look like money, I like to smell like money. When I walk, I like to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not your baby mama, but y'all on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit, I'll tell him. Yeah, I peep the way he been looking at me, shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the way. Wait, so what's up, daddy? How many tags you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard. And he looking in my eyes and he sitting hard. I don't shake no ass, I let him pass. I don't shake no ass, I let him pass. I don't shake no ass, I let him pass.
She bending over.
Claude Hammers. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Miss Blue. Whoa. 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 Yeah. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty swole. You got the kind of body, make this other spin though. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty swole. You got the kind of body, make this other spin though. Yeah, I want it back. Yeah, I spend time.
Thank you.
my words just seductive. My body so luxurious. You see me back it up, he's there, you make me wanna cut. We don't stop dancing, I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hip, I guess I'm just too much. Me and Doc, you know the thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of girls out here that really hate me. I pass through water, you just can't take me. I got all my eyes and thick, juicy thighs. That's right here, booty all everywhere. I got pink hanging nails, drive a black Mitsubishi. My face now, see me on the TV screen. Guess artists appearing on BT. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. Get somebody to listen, no, I'm not having it.
Hello, Wiener is
DJ Smell So Good.
And still super duper heavyweight champions of the universe.
Record the Game Entertainment.
All right, people. Never smoke weed too early in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Because you will wake up feeling pretty.
11300, narcotics call down in Flint County. Report of a pot field there. Send some units. Send some snacks, please.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Timmy!
Yeah. Believe it. Hey, seeing you guys hanging outside, you know, I thought, you know, bring you guys in. It's pretty cold outside, and, you know, you guys have been out there for a little while, so, yeah. All right.
Hello.
I was, what happened?
Sorry, I was brushing my teeth.
Oh. Right.
What do you
buy that for a dollar?
In the slow start set.
Yeah, yeah. The show was watching me. Yeah, I was asleep on the couch, man. I was scared of the damn show. I was like, I'm lay down for like 45 minutes till the show starting, and I get up and started and shit. Yeah. Alright.
I snapped it.
Yeah, that didn't last that long. I got in a little late last night. And, had to get up early this morning and get out of the house. And by the time I came back, I was just tired, man. I was like,
Yeah, you're still not tired.
Yeah, it just wasn't a day.
Be sleepy.
Yeah, you know, you get your little power naps on, you know what I'm saying? Put a little false energy up in you. Well, yeah, that's where I'm at, you know, a little false energy up in there. What's good? What's going down today? What's happening?
Well, I'm about to leave to go to the breast doctor for a checkup.
Fucking lucky docs, man. Oh.
Not really.
Oh. Yeah.
You're going to squish like pancakes. That's no fun.
Oh, yeah. That's what they call it, mammogram?
The mammogram, yeah.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're not. You're not.
Hey, you been at, man? We've been on this show for the 30 minutes, man. Where you been?
Yeah, where you been? I'm now in the chat.
Hey, what is this? Too late Wednesday? Too early Tuesday and too late Wednesday?
Hey, man, almost no show. You know what I'm saying? Almost no show. But hey, people, show must go on. You know what I'm saying? This is what potheads do. You know what I mean? Never put all your trust in a pothead's timing. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You might let you down. Man. What up, Si, how you feeling? Si, you back up and smoking?
Oh, I lost connection. I was a little bit too far from the laptop. Let me move that stuff. How my day was? I went to work. Some course training program. So, luckily I didn't have to do too much because that would have not gone right. How about you? How is your day going? Why are you late?
Yeah, man. No, I just
been here 10 minutes ago. I know.
Yeah. I'm sitting here and
go back to the archives.
Yeah. You gotta go 10 minutes back. You missed 10 minutes, 10 hot minutes of the show.
Yeah, I told you I'd be back. Somebody called that I had to pick up something. It was right down the street. So.
Oh. Yeah. You said you had to leave out. Yeah, people. This is Weed Day Wednesday. Present, smoke 'em if you got 'em. I got one blunt I'm gonna try to make, and that's gonna be it to that. And then I gotta get out into the world. I gotta get out into the world, and I mean the world.
Cause
I got to, I got to get my little change up, man. I went on Craigslist, found two vehicles, but I ain't get no call back, so I've been hitting up Craigslist, trying to get me some transport. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get some Christmas transport. People need some Christmas transportation. Got to move around. It's been snapping on us last night. You know what I'm saying? We got down to
Christmas
38
transportation.
Degrees.
What are you looking for? Reindeers?
What's that?
Christmas transportation.
Goddamn. That's the case, and I'll be riding on Miss Santa's back. You know what I'm saying? Ow!
You know. Put on a ride.
Ho, ho. Yeah, that's you, brother. That is definitely you. Like he was in the Matrix just then. Alright, there we go. Alright, we got Miss Heavenly Smoking Angel and Smoking Cyanide and your smoking host, Captain Smoke So Good. And you actually made it, people. You're live up in this B-I-E-I-H. And
I
you
saw
don't know
that, I saw that posting.
What? Got to pick up something?
No, not that chat. I'm talking about when you go to the archives and listen.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle Benny's and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
In the archives.
I tried and I like it.
You know what I'm
saying? The comments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the comments.
What you put on here? Guess we got a smoke the disappointment. And I brought my ass and my herbs, but no SM.
Oh.
And waiting some more. And waiting. And waiting for old Scott. that was Jay Ryle's show. My bad. I'm all on another show. Oops.
We're always leaving your kind, loving message,
I appreciate it, you know. Wacko Bob, shouts out to Wacko Bob, man. How was his,
Wacko Bob.
How was his music fest?
It was good. He was playing Christmas music.
Running it up. What kind of Christmas music you had?
Oh, he had some silly stuff. He had the Pointer Sisters, Miley Cyrus, a few others.
Yawn.
Say who?
I said yawn.
Oh. No one thing didn't have. Oh.
No, that was a nice Christmas song. Nice and short, not too obnoxious. Great song. Love it. Can you play it again?
That was my new song, you know what I'm saying? And
I wrote a song and it didn't take long.
Yeah, I couldn't find that. I don't know where the hell that shit is at, man.
I guess you haven't played it.
If you don't play it for, 30 days or something like that, they take it off
of the playlist, yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll put the shit back up here. Awesome. God damn it. Oh, no. Nah, that's Bilderberg Group. Fuck it. Merry Christmas, bitch.
I think people forget about the true meaning of Christmas. Love, friendship, and spending time with the family. Mama be inside. fixing turkey and dressing, and me and my brothers used to play outside in the snow for hours, throwing snowballs, and I'll never forget my daddy coming outside and saying, "Hey! Put the dick on the snowman and embarrass the family. You could have used a ball bat, a cucumber, or a zucchini, but instead you used a thimble, something you could barely see. Put the dick on the snowman and made him look like me." You boys been talking to your mama. I got your Christmas present right here, you little bastard. I'm going to beat your ass.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all right there,
kids. Got your Christmas present right here, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got your Christmas present right here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
In a box, baby.
Hey, girl.
I'm delivering my Christmas present early for all the ladies out there.
And listen.
This is my edible gift. You know what I'm saying?
Such a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas, and my heart is open wide. Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
A gift real special to the author time.
Program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's so freaking cold over here that my dick wouldn't even reach the box.
Right.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh. Going soft on us over here,
people. Present for you.
You're soft on us, man. What kind of is that, people? Well, let's see. Let me see how cold it is in damn Netherlands.
I got a box and it needs
just
to be unwrapped.
Freezing.
You hear that, Miss Everland? You know what I'm saying? Ship that box on over, lady.
Yeah,
no. Oh yeah.
Overnight express, baby.
54 degrees right now. Let's see when we got down to 38. That was the cold. The low for last night. We got down to 38. Let's see, the Netherlands. What I'm looking for? Amsterdam, Maastricht.
Maastricht is close by. Maastricht is close by.
There we go. De Kuy. You guys are at 34 degrees Fahrenheit, which is negative 1 degree Celsius.
That's correct.
Damn.
34 degrees,
it's
not even freezing yet.
Yeah, it is freezing. No, minus 1 Celsius.
Yeah, 30 degrees. 32 degrees is freezing.
Yeah, 30 degrees. I thought you said 34 degrees.
Yeah, no, 32 degrees is
it's freezing, yeah.
When they say it's freezing, if you reach 32,
right,
which we've done before, that don't necessarily mean it's gonna snow. That just means
nope.
It is colder.
It's snow though.
Freeze your balls. That's what it's going to do.
It's snow today.
Yeah, y'all getting snow. Yeah, y'all got snow expected. So.
Yeah, have you ever heard the sound of fresh snow when you walk over it?
Yeah, crunchy.
Fall into it.
Yeah.
Fall into it. You ever felt fresh snow as you fall into that shit? Into a ditch that you don't happen to see?
I didn't
know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Snow today, or this year?
What's that?
I didn't have a snowball fight this year yet.
Oh. Let's see. Seattle. What's this? ArcCC? What the fuck is that?
Who?
RCC, Boeing Field, Seattle, United States, Seattle.
Oh,
you got ArcCC, Seattle. What the hell is that?
RCC?
ARC, ARTCC.
Oh, ARC. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, that is. Let's go with the middle one. All right, you guys are at 50 degrees right now, Fahrenheit, with 13 mile an hour winds. Got some rain in your forecast. And
sunshine and now, but it was pouring down rain this morning, like buckets.
Yeah, I want to say you got some sunshine right now. It's 13 degrees
right
Celsius.
Yeah, now, and it's warming up.
Oh, yeah.
The English got a great term when it's raining. It's pissing outside.
Well, raining cats and dogs, like, you know, where the hell that came from? You know what? Why the hell... You know, with cats and dogs be coming out of the sky. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Some say cats and frogs. Like, what the cat and frog got to do with fucking rain? Like, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, people.
I'd have to look that up.
What, the meaning of cats and dogs saying?
Yeah.
You know. Well, yeah, when you find out, let me know. Not. Oh, my bad. And since we got Mr. Jackal online, let's go ahead and get to a little Jackal. How about that?
It's about time.
Yeah. Well, no, he ain't on the show. I just seen him come online with
Skype.
Skype. Yeah. And I he's not here. Not here. But he is here in spirit, because this is hip-hop. It's going down Wednesday. Wednesday presents Smoke 'em if you got 'em. We'll come back in a minute, y'all. Give you a little bit of nutty news.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See now, I'm back. I'm here. I'm that. It's clear. Come on. Yo. This is hip-hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you. I bleed you. I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this food. It's all what I thought. Got pieces of pieces. Break down this rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands on? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When
when I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build the rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries from tons of respect. Now everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to churn, pages to turn, sense of flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lady, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy, or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be, slightly in sight G. Just past the mic, me trying to vision what I might see. I thought I'd paint a picture and music, I'm an artist. So picture and upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to. The day that I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this loop. This is hip-hop, homie, and it's going so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach, club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shitty spit. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip-hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money, this is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just hold out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip-hop ain't dead. Some new logic for your hands, the jackal. See now, let's go.
Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too.
Go away, wow, wow, wow.
Got more head than he got body. Check this out. I just spotted you right across from the lot, and I'm going to let you know it ain't your booty. It's your beauty.
If you know what I'm saying.
Come on!
Yeah. everybody back up in line. It's a true statement. You know what I'm saying, ladies? It ain't your beauty. It's your booty.
Booty. Okay. Oh. Yeah.
It's going down. Hey, what time your appointment start?
I'm at the appointment right now. I'm in the doctor's office waiting. I'm at the breast center.
Then. I guess I'm a little late. All right. What's the doctor's office number? I'll call and hurry up and get you in there. How about that?
They're about to call my name any minute.
Hey, Doc, I need some titties on the glass ASAP. Stat.
That's what
they're
about to do.
And that technical terms, stat. I need to see those titties, stat.
Need to fill them up, huh? Check them out.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure they're all right.
Fill them up.
Get that done every year.
Oh, man. Yes, people, I found my last little remaining herbal down at the bottom of the grinder. Anybody got a grinder? Who got a grinder? Who uses a grinder?
Oh, yeah. That's a special treat when you're out.
Oh, man. Now, I ain't talking about the third chamber.
Oh.
I'm just talking about, you know how your herbals get stuck in the little holes?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah,
so
I know what you're talking about.
You know, so when you're missing, you know what I'm saying, your last blunt, yeah, you get it, tap that out. That's where y'all be hearing that ting, 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 ting. Yeah, when y'all hear that tink, tink, tink sound, that means I'm getting it on.
I don't
them things up out of there.
Grinders. I just buy weed that doesn't need grinders.
No, oh, it's wet, already
no wet crumbly stuff. Properly dried, not too crumbly, but not that you have to use your nails to get little pieces of it.
Yeah.
That's annoying, and that's not good anyway. You should probably let it dry a little more. Until it gets a little crumbly, you will get a lot more from your weed than if you use the wet weed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah,
of course. Buy two of the same sacks. You smoke one wet, you let the other one dry. And you count the amount of blunts that you get from it, that you roll from it.
Yeah.
And you count those. I'm sure you get more from the crumbly weed than you get from the wet weed.
Than the wet weed. Because you would think it's wet, you know what I'm saying? That it would, you know, burn slower because it's wet. But in actuality, I guess it's drying while you lighten it, so that would make it dry out a little bit faster. Versus already being dry, you know what I'm saying?
No, you put in a lot more. It seems the same amount, but it's a lot more when you put it in when it's wet. It's true. I have that experience multiple times. I'm always disappointed when I get home with weed and I open it and the bag is too wet. And I gotta have let it dry, but that's the only weed I got, so I don't have much time to let it dry.
Shit. Only thing like back in the days when I used to do my little herbal exchanges, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I used to do my herbal exchanges. My cousin told me one time, he was like, yeah, man, you want to get it real potent. Like, if you know, it might be a little wet, but you want to get it real potent. He said, take them, you know, because it's already in baggies. Wrap the bag in like a Gladlock bag and then set it in the window. You know what I'm saying? Let the sun hit it. And he said, well, what the...
Actually, no. Actually,
we're at the doctor's office. Hold on. We're going in.
Do you want a warm gown? Yes, please. A warm gown would be nice. Thanks.
She's getting naked, people.
Yeah,
she's
giving me a warm gown.
She's getting naked. Oh, yeah.
I would say yes to the lotion.
Have you been in?
Yes, please. Oh, yeah. Lotion
okay.
me up,
thank
baby.
Thank you. Thanks.
You become lotion.
Lotion,
yeah,
baby. They don't allow lotion.
But actually, Smelly, it's not good to dry weed in sunlight. It should not come in contact with sunlight. I'll get an informative link about this. Weed, sunlight.
Learn something new every day, people. You know what I'm saying?
This is dedication, man.
Hey, you know, Lord, bless Miss Heavenly Angel as she goes in for her grams of mammo And, yeah, everything comes out
A-okay.
You know what I'm saying? All
it's
right.
Best to dry in a dark environment. Sunlight would reduce the THC levels in the weed. Darkness will also help to reduce the leaf green chlorophyll, which scratches the throat. That's more for the initial drying when you just got the weed, but still, if you get weed, it's not good to put it on a light or in the sunlight. Sunlight is worse. Just dry it in a warm but dark environment.
Oh, okay then.
Let me see if you have another.
There we go, people. We're live at the doctor's office. Going in.
Yes, we are. I'm in the waiting room again.
Oh, they brought you in and moved you back out?
Well, no, there's another waiting room inside. Where the ladies are waiting.
My mom described that. She said it's funny when she goes to a doctor's office. You know, and then they have you in one waiting room. You be waiting. You know, and then finally they come and get you. Tell you to put this gown on, then make you sit in another waiting room. She seen this lady before her, you know, been waiting a good little minute. Say she finally got up and then went. And she say she knows. About 10 minutes later, say she got up. Went to the other room and seen the same damn lady sitting there.
That's how it is.
I'm like, hell no. Is that psychological?
That's the bad
people.
Thing. Then you know that you gotta wait at least the same amount that she was in there.
You know what I'm saying? Well, it ain't no. Well, not really, because she might be in for a different procedure. You know what I'm saying? She might not have to wait.
It depends, but normally at the doctor's office, it's never an easy procedure.
Oh, no, hell no. That's like going to jail, you know. They get paid off of the weight, you know what I'm saying? We get paid off of y'all sitting there and just chilling. So just chill. I keep going.
Well, this is the Valley Breast Center. It's located at the hospital.
The Valley Breast Center. Shouts out to Valley Breast Center.
That's all they do is breast all day long.
Sounds like a dream job.
You know what I'm saying? Why hang out at the library, you know? Hey, baby. Yeah. Heard you just checked out of room 101. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me give you another checkup.
I've seen your x-rays, baby. Looking good.
Surprisingly, I haven't seen any men doing this job here.
Huh?
No men. I haven't had a man serve me here yet.
Women doctors?
Yeah. Looks that way.
Oh, that sucks.
Where's the webcam link?
Yeah, because women. Men in the vagina department. What do they call them?
Gynecologist.
There you go. When you get your cooter check, you know what I'm saying? I gotta go get a cooter check, and that's why I'll be a cooter check doctor. You know, I'll check cooters.
You get tired of looking at all day long.
And
yeah.
Some cases you don't want to do that.
I'm sure there's some scary ones out there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I could do a show on that.
On Monday, right?
You know that. My Health, Your Health Monday presents Scary Cooters. They're out there. We're calling up some of the ugliest cooters in America, people. Worldwide. We'd like to talk to you. Speak to your cooter, please. Yes, ma'am. It is that ugly, I'm pretty sure it will speak on its own.
Yeah,
so,
I'm not going to look for pictures on that one.
Every age of five me some stat. Drop those links. Alright, people, it's going down, man. Check this out. She in the old hospital in the doctor's office. Give you something to entertain you. They're gonna be wondering why the hell you cracking up on the phone and shit. But you know what you're telling
me,
you know?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
That's right. Make sure you pass
it
off.
Wow, I'm glad I didn't have it on speaker.
Make sure you pass it off to the receptionist. You know what I'm saying?
Tell her to tune in. Know what's going down.
You're getting 20 odd minutes of the nuttiest dudes from around the world. And I mean around.
You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Okay. It's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Time for the Nutty News, people. It's going down right here live on. Oh, my bad, wrong button.
Hey, how about this one? A tutorial in 420 magazine. Let me see what it says here. Blah, 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 blah. And actually, it says sunlight degrades THCs and decreases potency. Hooray!
There you go. Makes it more potent. Yeah, that's what he says.
Decreases potency.
Oh.
Degrades THC content, so never dry your weed in the sun.
Oh, all right, people. Sun is not your friend when it comes to drying the marijuana.
Size weed tips. Another episode.
Yeah. Yeah, a whole nother episode. But we will cover it here, live. Regular Game Radio. That's how we get down. Shit. All right, started this thing off in Kennesaw State University. I don't know where the hell that's at, but that's where we're at. Where a college instructor takes off his clothes during class. And I don't think this was an art class. Right. Raymond Devon Taylor, 57, is accused of taking off his clothes during a class as he was teaching. A student in the class reported the incident to school officials. Taylor of Kennesaw was arrested at the university and charged with public indecency, according to jail records. He was released from jail afternoon after posting $5,000 bond. Yeah. See those naps hanging. Oh, yeah. Yeah, teach.
And how old was this man?
57.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I give to that old man. Huh? Yeah, he gets a laugh because, man. And that was kind of nasty, though. You know what I mean? Ew, what are you doing? Is this the same chick? I think it's the same chick. In Texas, woman is jailed over overdue library books. Damn, boy. What the hell is going on with y'all on these
again?
Books? Hell, man. Police in Baytown, Texas, say they locked up Jessica Few last month after the 25-year-old failed to show up in court for a hearing about unreturned library books. Okay. It's just like anything else. You can't take anything. You can't take something that doesn't belong to you and just hold on to it. Library officials say they only pursue charges against members who haven't returned more than $200 of property after multiple requests. Yeah. You already know she definitely gets one for that. You know what I'm saying?
Again?
Yeah. Is your award again? What the hell is my damn awards at? Y'all take my awards off? I use them every day. Oh.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
How you steal education, people? When it's free.
Take do do do.
Hey, do y'all got to pay for to go to the library and check out books?
You got a subscription for that, yeah, but that's not too much. And when you return books too late, you got to pay a fine, yeah.
Oh. I mean, shit. You sit up here and, you know, we got a library card. You go on to get a library card, you can subscribe, things like, you can get like 5 books a day out for free. You ain't got to pay them. All
books, something
paint,
like that.
All that shit. You know what
I'm
saying?
No, only thing is, if you want CDs and stuff, there's a rental fee for that.
No, but they ain't got a rental fee. You want CDs, tapes, audio books, language books, you get all that shit free in the library.
They also have audio CDs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you can borrow those, but you have to pay a little bit more than $2 or something like that.
Alright then.
You're
just an educated people.
When I was younger, we also always got CDs there, brought them home, copied them, brought them back.
Exactly. Over in Arizona, Cafe is offering an all reindeer menu over Christmas. Yeah. Last Easter, Chef Peyton Curry and the crew of Cafe Boa in Tempe decided to get in the holiday spirit by putting together a special all-rabbit dinner. Public reaction ranged from anger to amusement. Now, challenging the spirit of Christmas and firm in the belief that there's no such thing as bad publicity, the Cafe Boa team is fashioning a multi-course tasting menu featuring, you guessed it, reindeer.
Hey, he got bad publicity for cooking rabbits for Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean,
my mother always cooks rabbit for Christmas.
Yeah, well, a lot of people cook rabbit. Period. They home just to eat. I mean, I ain't like you catching Peter Rottentail or something, you know what I'm saying? Or Cottontail, whatever his fucking name is.
Yeah, and considering we only had that once a year, it's not bad. It tastes pretty good.
Tastes like chicken.
not really, but
everything tastes
Hi.
Like chicken.
How are you? How are you trying to
pick? We're going in.
Sounds like titties.
Okay.
What's it to the jigglies?
No.
Put him on the phone.
Welcome to the torture chamber, huh?
He doesn't want to break the phone.
I'm on a library.
This is dedication, people. I might have some sensitive information that comes through over the airways. So,
Yeah, here we are.
Uh-oh. She's busted us, people. She's busted us.
We are.
I just told her we're alive.
Busted.
What's your...
Well, tell the doc, hey.
Bro.
Hey, Doc. Let's give a little porn music for
the Doc.
For the Doc.
And Heavenly Angel.
Oh, man.
I'm not implying something, no.
It's your friend.
Gotta give Miss Heavenly Angel her proper music. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me.
I'm mad. You smoking in the doctor's office?
Yeah. Right. There's actually three, but one has disappeared.
It's getting hot and steamy.
Right. There's markers in there where they were, where the biggest one was. But that seems to be gone. They tried to find it, and it took them 45 minutes. They couldn't find it. But the markers are still there.
All righty then. Take it all off, baby. Take it all off. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Over here in Sweden. This is nipple.
I guess. I kind of do.
You're now in tune to Nipple News. Brought to you out of Seattle, Washington. Put them on the glass.
They're not on there yet.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were listening. Now, people, y'all ain't this dedicated, goddammit.
Around there somewhere.
This is dedication, people. I got to send her on a war.
Oh.
And right.
Mm-hmm. Any other area?
No.
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 It's right around there. It's really tender. It hurts. Right.
Everybody close your eyes. Close your eyes. Oh, do you see them? Do you see them? The big wobblies. Do you see them?
If I close my eyes, I do.
You just put a marker on.
Okay, sign. So, right, put your hands out in a titty cupping position. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I know that position.
Oh yeah, we're in. Oh yeah, I feel you, Doc. Yeah, Doc, I feel you. Oh yeah. Oh, sorry, people. Sorry, I forgot what was on the radio.
I think that the doctor should do her research naked, too.
Wait, tell the doctor to take it all off. You know what I mean?
Take it all off.
I give her some youth.
You know? I'm talking to you.
Okay. Oh. Oh, sorry. Didn't know she heard that. Oh, man. All right, people. Here's two more articles. Over here in Sweden, a sex act that went a bit wrong. Combining a few drinks with a little knife play turned out to be a bad recipe for romance for a man who was stabbed by his girlfriend. Yeah. The couple decided after enjoying some libation that they would use a knife to remove each other's underwear. The 47-year-old man deftly sliced off his 36-year-old girlfriend's stockings, but when it was her turn to cut off his boxers, she managed to embed the knife in his thigh. Damn. Guess there was getting no cooter that night. All right. Oh, man, we in Florida. Damn it. And Miami, Florida, city snails are targeted by vandals. Didn't know they had snails, but okay.
Yeah, Jackal was bored.
Yo, man, he painted the goddamn snails. Police in Florida said at least 8 of the 45 giant pink snails in Miami Beach for an art event were targeted by vandals, including one thrown into the water. The pink snails are made from recycled plastic and placed around town, for what reason, no one knows, and nearly every day since the Art Basile Festival began, it has been marked with reports of more vandalized snails. Only thing I can say, I guess they move too slow. Yeah, that was bad. Oh,
I'm the one wearing it. Yes, look at it,
though. Hey, yeah, that's funny. They got their clothes off.
Oh, that's what I thought I was hearing.
Yeah, they're mouthing.
Oh, yeah, people, close your eyes. People, close your eyes. Oh, yeah. Doc is a heavenly angel. Oh, yeah. Where's the music at? Oh, sorry. And I'm back. Oh, man. It's getting hot in here, people. It's getting hot in here. You know what I'm saying?
It's getting hot, all right.
Oh, not bad. I didn't know y'all heard me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you heard me.
She's getting to know me real well, she said.
Oh, well, hey. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Oh, yeah. Work it, Doc. Work it, Doc. Work it. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Take it all off, baby.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to schedule me an appointment. What's her name?
Her name's Molly.
You go and have your breast check out, Smiley?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Can I get, I need my left, right, left checked. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I'm
coming in. The co-host is on the 19th.
Oh, she said it was the 19th?
No.
We were talking about birthday. She was telling me her birthday is coming up on the 20th.
No. No dates.
I didn't give a date, and I already know you do.
Yeah, you said. I heard it.
What happened? Said what? The 19th? That Sinai's birthday is on the 19th?
I was talking about the 20th for her.
Oh, Sinai's birthday is on the 19th?
Oh, groovy, baby.
All right. We're going to party. Florida style. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get some buck. I'm going to pass some buck all around. Everybody, we're going to get bucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Same thing. Same time. And it was years later. It turned age 97 last year.
Okay.
Isn't that terrible?
Sounds like we're in a doctor's office.
Yeah, my grandma.
Oh, my bad.
We're in the breast center.
My bad. We're in every man's dream.
Every man's dream, I guess, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Sir, can I help you? No, I was just looking around. You know what I'm saying? I was just looking around.
Could you please go back to the waiting room? Why? There's nothing to see there.
tell him that you're interning. Sir, who you interning with? Well, intern... I want to see some boobies. You know what I'm saying? So I'm interning. Oh, man. People. Too crazy. I tell you what.
Okay, here we go. It's picture time.
Uh-oh. You get pictures? You got your cell phone?
Not those kind of pictures, but... While you're at it, hand over your cell phone and take a few more.
You know what I'm saying? hey, Doc, you know, snap us a couple with a cell phone while you're at it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we ain't looking until you send them. Oh. Oh, man. All right. Since it's all quiet, let me get some more news. Over in Chicago, get your chairs out of the street. Damn it. Yeah, it's the only time of the year we're seeing a lawn chair on an oversized stuffed animal. What? Out in the snow is not that strange. Yeah. It's winter in Chicago, and that's how residents save their parking spot.
How did it save their parking spot?
They put a lawn chair out, and then they put stuffed animals in the lawn chair.
Okay.
Right. Chair-free Chicago is a pushback against the city's time-honored tradition of using chairs and sun-dry items to save parking spots on the streets during the winter. Damn right. That shit about it, man. Well, now I know where to go get some free furniture at. You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody, y'all need free furniture, go to Chicago. It's laying out there for you. Just in time for Christmas. You got some stuffed animals. Pick them on up. You know what I'm saying? It's called recycling.
They're occupying their parking spot for the entire winter?
Oh, no. Probably just, you know, as they pull off, go to work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they go to work. About time, man. Jesus. Over in the UK. Punished for poisoning 47 cops. Oh, I want to give her a positive award. Oh, my bad. Did I say that? A former British cafe owner was ordered to wear an electronic tag as punishment for poisoning 47 cops with contaminated sandwiches. Cops ordered 100 sandwiches from her cafe so they had something to eat while policing a demonstration. Moore sent them contaminated sandwiches, sending the cops to the hospital.
Whoa. What the hell?
That's the machine. That's the x-ray machine. Hey, does this mean I'm getting increased cancer? You know what I'm saying? Because there's extra radiation coming through the phone, you know? Oh, I got to give this lady a award. My bad.
Shit. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
My bad. Forgot what was in the doctor's office. You know what I'm saying? Right.
30 more minutes.
You got dos minutos. And
2 more minutes.
We're out of here. In Michigan, plastic toilet paper dispenser disables a woman. Right.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shouldn't have been pulling the toilet paper that fast then, lady. I mean, geez. The Michigan Supreme Court is allowing resident Sherry Schooley to sue over a toilet paper dispenser. The 58-year-old woman says she can't work because she can't type after the dispenser fell on her hand.
Well, that would be nice.
Fiji
would be nice.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
Schooley also says her bowling average dropped by 4 pins after she was forced to switch hands. She also can't crochet. Yeah. I'll buy that for no dollars. You know that. In Oklahoma, man says he is blind and arrested for DUI.
Oh, somebody's got to do it, though. It would have been me.
Well, maybe it was that drunk that he just got in the car.
Yeah, exactly. 41-year-old Bartlesville, man. Being arraigned in Washington County District Court for DUI, leaving the scene of an accident, driving under suspicion, and assault on a police officer. The affidavit said Mark Watson refused to take a blood or breath test, telling the officers, I ain't taking no effing test. I'm drunk. I'm blind anyways, and I can't drive.
How can you actually drive when you're blind? You must have some vision or something. You can't pull your stick out in front of that at the car to bump for objects.
Yeah, I hear. I mean, it's a real party. I'm finna go. You know, jiggly's all in the air, people. Jiggly's all in the air. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
In fact, hold on. Let me play some party music. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this party music.
Shake that booty. Shake that booty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Perfect combination. And a doctor. You know what I'm saying? That's a perfect combination. The doctor's going to be there making you know what I'm saying?
Thank God I ain't queer. There's one thing that he likes, and that's titties and beer.
Big old titties. This should be y'all theme song at the hospital.
God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
That should be the theme song at that hospital. As soon as you walk in the door, you should hear that start playing. Titties and beer. Oh. Hold on, let me. I gotta take my own picture. All right.
That was fun.
Oh, isn't this so sexy, people? You know what I'm saying? This is hot right here. This is hot. I mean, we're virtually. You know what I'm saying? We're virtually. At the titty hospital, people. Put your hands together. We're at the titty hospital. Hey, how much is the how much is for me to come in and get my left breast checked? Huh?
I don't know. I think I have some other body parts that need checking.
Hey. Does that hospital offer full body cavity checks?
Not that body part, Smiley.
Oh, you want your body parts checked, huh? Okay, sir, we got you. Come on in here. Yeah. So with all these gloves and Vaseline, you know what I'm saying? Vaseline and KY jelly. We don't need.
Smiley, I find it disturbing that you even think something like that.
Oh, well, you know, that's the American way. That's the American way.
Uh-huh, okay.
Body cavity checks all around, people. Cavity checks all around. Let's get it going.
They should move the Great Wall of China over to the borders of the United States, then.
Hey, how we get down, man.
Are you running into overtime right now?
Hey, yeah, we're in overtime.
VIP
people.
Time.
Overtime party here. I still got two more pictures to go.
Oh yeah, we're watching.
The real fun's just about to begin.
We're watching.
Look sexy, baby. Click. Look even more sexy, baby. Click.
And turn to the side for me.
Take
okay,
that
yeah,
booty.
Right there, right
click.
There.
Take that
oh.
booty. Click.
Oh yeah, just bend down and shake them for me a little. Oh yeah, right there, right there. Oh yeah.
Click.
Oh, sorry.
Click,
sorry.
Click,
why men are probably not doctors.
Hey, why don't you jump up and down? Okay,
grandma.
click.
You know?
Let me switch to camera mode. Jump up and down again.
How bad, I was on video. My bad. I thought I was taking pictures. My bad. Okay, do that all over again. Oh man. Here we go, people. Have you had your dose of radiation today?
Shake that booty.
Either
one.
Oh, that
is
a step. Yeah. So, Chris.
I'm
sorry.
Pretty.
The process is pretty. I know. I know. You know, we can't get past the pain.
All right.
No pain. No gain.
That's what I normally tell the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad. My
oh,
bad.
Much.
Take that booty. Take that booty.
I did.
Let's see if we got something
you know
for
what?
The ladies.
Night and day. You know, I'm
so. No, 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 no. I don't have any. Oh, there you go.
What?
Hit it, music. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see those pumps in the bump. Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. This is good jiggly music right here, people. Good drinking. And don't forget, people, their motto at the hospital is
drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Not gonna be any fun.
Oh, man.
Hang on. What I think I'm gonna have you do is.
It's a real party going on over there. You know what I'm saying?
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Oh. Oh, yeah. We're listening in close, people.
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello, is Mike there? Last name, Rotch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
I don't know about you, but I don't pay attention to a man's crotch.
Right, you know? Don't,
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
Oh, man. That's too crazy.
They like that now.
Is she talking talking of?
Yeah, I'm sweating now.
Oh, yeah.
Sweater, oh, yeah.
Baby. I see there. Told you I was a pig.
Shake that booty. Shake that booty.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hey, that is our life. When we
oh, my God.
There.
We're done. Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Here's your prize.
Hey, girl. I got something.
Here's my prize.
So just sit down.
This is the prize from Miss Heaven Angel passing her memoir.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time. Now I'm ready.
Sing it to you too, Doc. Sing it to you too. Oh, yeah.
Wow,
oh, yeah.
You know it's Christmas. And
Merry
my
Christmas.
Heart is open wide.
Oh, yeah. Open wide.
Give you something so you know what's on my mind.
Hey.
A gift real special.
I got a special gift for all the ladies. Merry Christmas. Just for the men, this Christmas, it's a click in the box.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm wise enough to know when a gift needs giving, and I got just the one. I'm
going
to show you that you are second to none.
Prize.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Molly enjoyed Thank that you. Too.
Oh, my bad. Hey, go ahead and send out shouts out to the doctor's office for all the ladies out there who might need to get their breasts felt up on.
Molly enjoyed that too. She got into the wrong profession.
Yeah.
She changed professions.
Oh, right. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
You like to torture women.
Oh. Hey. You
yeah,
know,
she's nodding her head. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying. Hey, go ahead and get a hospital shout out if that ain't against hospital rules. You know what I'm saying?
Valley Medical Center at the
right.
Women's Breast Center.
There
you
okay, go. It's the Valley's Breast Center for Women's Breasts.
Yeah.
I think that's the wrong word, breast center. They should be evenly divided over left and right.
They must get some men in here.
Oh, yeah. I could
they do get men in
now.
Here, too.
They do?
Yeah. Men can get breast cancer, too. Sure can.
Right. Do they provide checkups for that?
Good thing I don't have any balls.
Right. Right.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone's darkness is spreading!
That's what I just seen. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but darkness. All right, people. Unless y'all want to feel on each other's breasts for the rest of the show. You know what I'm saying? We got to get the fuck up out of here, you know? But before I go, I got something for you.
Oh, booby, booby. Oh, booby.
Britney Spears sitting this live. Go ahead and hit that.
Oh, booby, booby.
Oh, yeah.
My chest was supposed to grow. My cleavage wasn't right, no. My boobies, boobies. My breasts are
empty.
Now,
ladies out there at the Instagram hospital. Yeah.
And now my sweater's tight. Got surgery. I I want to be a D. Bigger memories, I want them to show now. No beef. My chest flatness was killing me. And I must confess, I paid for these. Hey, buddy. I look 32. I'm just a child. I am a crime. Make my boobies one more size.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
thanks for the memories.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, did you make your boobies bigger or something?
No, I just had to share the wealth, you know?
Oh.
Mammogram. Mammogram.
Hey, people, this has been Mammogram 101, live right here on Record of the Game Radio. And
Weezday Wednesday.
Smoke that.
Seriously.
Smoke that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm big old T.
Just got to tell you that, Miss Heavenly Angel. You know?
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you for sharing that with us. All right? Thank you.
About to get the verdict here, people.
Uh-oh.
Waiting on the doctor. All right.
All right, here we go. Oh, we need Wheel of Fortune music? Hold on. I only got a Wheel of Fortune. Where's the wheel?
That's Jeopardy. Oh.
Fortune.
Jeopardy.
Oh. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, torture is right. Oh, my God.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Tell the doc, hey.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Doc. Oh, yeah. Ah, man.
Good
two
time.
Crazy people.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
And how long is that going to take before you get the verdict?
She just took off with my pictures, so they're looking at them now.
I bet you they are. Oh.
I hope she put her clothes on back first.
Who, me?
No,
Oh, fine.
Oh, you're still naked? Oh, yeah.
I'm still topless here.
Wow. Ladies. That's what I'm talking about, people. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
You got shit for brains.
What I'm feeling like right now. You know what I'm saying? Just
bring
want to let you
know.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
That's a new one.
Yes, she never heard that before.
No, I have. You're right.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Oh, man. Let's make a quick call, people.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
Oh, I'm Hugh Jazz.
Oh, yeah. You gotta have a hearty laugh. You know what I'm saying? After that one, man. You gotta have a hearty laugh.
Hugh Jack, it's a what?
Hugh Jazz.
Ass.
Oh, okay, I got it now. Okay, huge ass.
Oh,
okay.
Man, yeah, you'd be, yeah.
Got it now. I was like, what?
I can see her now. She'd be one in the bar, too. Is that huge ass? Huge ass? Everybody
right
laughing
at, the moment,
at it and shit.
Right at
and
the moment.
I don't hear no huge ass. Sir, there's no huge ass here. Like, and she started laughing like, she doesn't get it.
And right at the moment, happily April says, right at the moment that Heavenly Angel says huge ass, the doctor walks back in. What did you just say?
I thought we were talking about titties, people.
Huge ass. Did you just say I got a huge ass? All right. We're waiting on the doc, people. Okay, let's get. Where's my.
Waiting.
Where's my waiting music at? Here we go.
Hey. I already got it halfway off here, people.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
If you could see me now.
You know what? Oh, yeah. I'll be your boy, Toga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen to Ashwood in the background while we're waiting on the results, people. We're live right here. All up in you. Regular game radio style. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And if y'all wondering where the hell we at, we're at the Mammogram Center for Female Breast.
At Valley Medical Center.
Yeah. All that. A little too long for me to remember. But yeah. There you go. We're live.
Supposedly one of the top 10 in the nation for hospitals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they just remodeled the whole emergency area.
I bet you they did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you still wait.
Make more viewing booths. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, these are just new windows we put in. Yeah.
Oh, they got it now where you can't even go in the emergency without having a name tag on and security.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Damn it. I can't just wander aimlessly around the breast hospital?
Well, you can there, but I'm saying in emergency, if you're going to enter the emergency area.
I don't want to see no titties in emergency. You know what I'm saying?
cough for me, please.
Fans, what's the emergency?
Yeah, we're waiting, people. Waiting for the good news.
Ever fell down and broke her ankle and had to go to the emergency? I bet there's nothing wrong with her titties if she just broke her ankle.
what broke?
But how are you going to ask to look for her titties when she's got a broken ankle? I need to listen to your heartbeat, man.
She got to bend over the whole ankle. You know what I'm saying? Oh! Let me help you back up. Oh, my bad. Didn't even put my hands there. You could have just put your hands on my shoulders. I'm sorry. I reached the little road there.
These had better grip.
Yeah.
These were more well-rounded.
Oh, goodness.
People got a million of them.
So what size do you prefer in breasts?
Some.
You just like some, huh? Like a handful.
As long as you got
two
some,
handfuls,
you know what I'm saying?
Three handfuls.
As long as you ain't looking like me, hey, we're good to go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, flat as a pancake.
Don't do the flatness, you know. Don't do the workout breasts.
The boy toy look.
Yeah. Don't do that one. Let's get you one over here in Oregon. How about that? Since we're waiting on news, give you some more news. It's pretty funny. Deer gang up on a barking dog.
Ganging up on a barking dog? Come on now.
A Bend, Oregon. Right. Woman says three deer attacked her barking dog and left the pet with head wounds and a punctured chest. But she's expected to make a full recovery. Damn, it's a tough-ass dog.
The deer had enough.
Damn. The six-point buck and two does start beating the dog with their hooves, and then the buck tried to get her with his anglers. Yeah, bark at that, you little mother.
You won't be barking again like that.
Probably upset. Oh, that bastard Santa's gonna get us, and he's gonna make us work all Christmas again.
This is damn work. He must be a work dog. He must have been resembling the Santa's work dog. Has the same fucking pooch that always barks ass and tells us to get the fuck on. Ew,
let's get
fucking
it.
Deer. Roo roo, get the fuck on. Got something for your ass. still in Oregon. Where the smartest people seem to live on the planet. Not.
No.
Man gets awesome.
I can confirm that, by the way.
Huh?
I know somebody from Oregon. He's pretty, pretty, pretty stupid.
Yeah. Man gets awesome name change.
Yeah.
An Oregon man inspired by a character on the TV series Chuck has succeeded in his quest to change his name to Captain Awesome.
Awesome. Captain Awesome.
Doug, originally Douglas Allen Smith Jr., 27, was granted the name change request by a Lane, which should be Lame, County Circuit Court judge, after it was initially refused by another judge who probably had intelligence. Motherfucking dumbass.
Where is that award? Doesn't it say something like fucking awesome or something?
Yeah, I don't have. No, it doesn't say fucking awesome, but damn.
Wow.
If it was in there, you would
get
awesome
it. That's awesome something.
You would fucking get it. Well, let's see. They get it. Let's see. Fuck it, you get a free award. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed,
awesome.
Stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Awesome. There you go. It was in there twice. All right, people, last but not least, in the good old United States of assholes, Bristol's dancing caused complaints to the FCC. Yep, I'm pretty sure, because she's a slut. Oh. Sorry.
Still waiting.
After Bristol Palin was voted into the finals of Dancing with the Stars, viewers from across the country wrote to the Federal Communications Commission accusing the ABC show of everything from running a payola-type program to encouraging and promoting teen pregnancy. Why? Is she fucking on the show?
Oh, wow.
So what the hell would teen pregnancy got to do with it? How old is she anyway? Is she, like, underage or something?
Who?
Bristol Palin. Sarah Palin.
No, I think no. She's not underage anymore. No.
And so what the? They talking about teen pregnancy?
Oh, because when she was pregnant, she was a teen. She's not a teen anymore.
Okay.
I think she's 20, but she was 18.
Yeah.
17 or 18.
Like
yeah,
I guess
she was underage. She was 17, I thought.
Yeah.
That
17.
Was a whole big. That was a whole big controversy because she was underage, fucking underage. That means at
right.
16, she got pregnant.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, and then we just didn't know about it till 17 to make it sound better. You know what I'm saying? Because she's almost 18. Get the fuck out of here. 6 months to go, ain't no motherfucking almost 18. Motherfucker. Shit. Anyways, last but not least, Pennsylvania. Woman let small dog loose and diverts airliner. Kicked him in his head. You know, oh, sorry, people. Sorry. A U.S. Airways' flight from Newark to Phoenix was diverted to Pittsburgh after a passenger small dog got loose and bit a flight attendant and another passenger. U.S. Airways said the passenger with the dog was supposed to keep it in its cage under her seat, but she took it out and the animal ran loose.
Hmm. You think?
You know, I mean, you're in the fucking air. What do you think a goddamn dog going to do? It's probably freaking the fuck out. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking dog.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest. Dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, I gave you the wrong one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, I'll give you the results tomorrow.
All right, well, then that will do it. I'll get you guys out of here with a series, a slew of ads. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know I'm addicted to the show, so I could go another hour.
A few of them, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget to check out DJ Smell
on the phone on the 34th show free.
Yeah.
What?
good people. This is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Fries, alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Thornett and Mr. Light, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy from the West Coast all the way out here in California, man. I'm flying through, man, with the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. Six figures in the building, man. Smelly, I see you, man. Beam me up right now, man. I'm trying to come. You understand
come
that?
Yee! Space.
Yeah. That sounds weird. Beam me up. I'm trying to come.
Yeah, beam me up. I'm trying to come, baby.
Trying to come to space.
Trying to come and get my nutty on.
Right.
Yeah, this boy DJ smells so good. Like a game entertainment. Meeting everybody out there to text 38909. That's Wild 94.1. And request Miss John New. New hit single, I'm That Bitch. It's representative people.
I'm That Bitch. Huh?
Don't forget to check out Record Game Radio. Now over 20,000 listeners. Live on blogtalkradio.com/WDE Radio. Live on
air 12
p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Check us out, going down with host, Captain Smell So Good, international co-host. All the way from the Netherlands, hold it down worldwide. Make you call 347-237-5125.
Then
you'll be live on your telephone, on your
cell.
That's just fucking
wild. Wow. I can't
even do it. Oh, man. Sorry, not. Oh man, y'all love that one.
What's happening? It's your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell So Motherfucking Good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yeah!
Got
hey, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail in the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. It's straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visions. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, tap up, bitch.
See me, boy.
Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be teamed up on one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell So Good and international co-host Cyanide from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
And last but not least,
the Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smelly Prize.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smelly Prize.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Captain. DJ
Smell
So Good.
I'm with my dog, DJ Smell So Good. I already know you run the city, boo.
Sample hour.
DJ, did Mello Kane get in touch with you? Your email?
Probably. Oh, I don't know. I ain't even checked my email yet. Let's find out.
Check. I think he might have sent you something. His music by now, hopefully.
Do, 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 do,
and his number.
WDGE. Oh, yeah. Drink it in. Goes down smooth.
Still waiting.
That was just do,
what the hell is this? Worldwide Edutainment. Who the fuck is that?
Edutainment?
Yeah.
Are they stealing your topic?
WorldwideEdutainment.com. Joseph Green. I don't know who the fuck you is. Don't miss out on free stuff. Let's see. Y'all got to tell us what you want to hear. And you, what you're sick of, we won't know what to play. Bitch, I've been telling y'all, goddamn it, play John, new motherfucker. Shit, every goddamn week I keep logging into this shit, telling you the same motherfucking answer. Damn that shit. Damn it, they keep sending me the same goddamn bullshit, you know? Do this shit one more time, people. Y'all make y'all opinion up. Y'all tell me, am I right or wrong? Check, this is what I got to do. I'm part of this Wild 94.1 music survey panel, right? So they send you like samples of music that's currently out on the radio and shit. And you basically do a pump it to dump it, you know what I'm saying? And so it's 26 questions, and here we go. All right.
Hit or miss.
What station did you listen to in the past week? Man, y'all need to put motherfucking WTMP up on here, goddammit. Y'all with that bullshit. But anyway. All right, WTMP, goddammit. That's your favorite fucking station. You goddamn right.
WDGE Radio. How about that one?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
WDGE, yeah.
Yeah. Currently, what are your three favorite songs, Janu? Do-do-do-do-do. I'm that bitch.
I shake that ass for less for cash.
Let's see, that's what I'm talking about. Lil' Key, bust it wide open, you know what I mean? Tell the girl to bust it wide open.
And what about Shelly K?
Yeah, I need to get them up here on the. They be like, who the fuck is Q Harper? Like, I ain't never heard of them. That's that grown folk music. You know what I'm saying? Quiet time. Y'all need to get that then. Y'all don't know what the fuck y'all doing then. If y'all ain't got Q Harper, the fuck is y'all doing? Y'all ain't got Shelly K, Rita Shelby. What the fuck is y'all doing? Y'all ain't no real radio station. Right. There you go.
Like a G6. Don't tell me that's new where you at.
Oh, y'all playing that shit up now? That song.
Man, I've hearing that song for weeks, maybe months now. It's driving me crazy. Yeah, I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
Dislike it, you hate it, dislike it, so-so, like it, favorite, tired of it, or unfamiliar. This is worldwide voting right here, people. We're worldwide.
I like
voting.
It.
All right. I hate it. So we get a so-so.
We go. Because I started it, so, you know.
Hey, Smiley, I got some stuff to do here, so I got a split.
Yeah, I do too, people, but, yeah, I got to finish this survey.
Alrighty.
I'm stuck anyway. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Have a good day. Sign you
out. Beat me on off of there, brother.
I'm here.
It's a night.
Hi, Tristan.
Oh, wow. Goody, goody.
You take good care, my dear.
Thank you, Molly. Happy holidays.
Oh, no. I get to go to another torture chamber now. They're doing the ultrasound.
That's right.
You made us do all that waiting for nothing. God damn it, girl. Where the gun's at?
Okay.
Hey, well, I'll give it to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh. All right, well, then we'll end it like that, people, and we'll get on up out of here.
You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank Miss Heavenly Smoking Angel, you know what I'm saying, and Mr. Smoking Cyanide, and for tuning in, and Dr., what her name is, Mellow?
Mellow King.
Yeah, shouts out to her.
Oh, groovy, baby.
That's a gentleman.
Oh, that's a dude?
Yeah, he was on Groovy Bones radio show, too. It's really good.
No, I'm talking about the damn doctor. You're talking about some goddamn.
Oh, no, that was Molly. No, I haven't even seen the doctor yet.
Give me a shot. I'm trying to holler at the ladies and shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to Dr. Mellow. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm talking about girl. Dr. Mellow. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you going to tune in for the survey. All right. Well, it's just me and you then. Fuck it. Have you heard any, some of these songs? You heard this? I don't know that song.
No, I don't either.
I'm
familiar. Don't really like it.
Yeah, I could have voted. Now, I like that song just because it's a strip club song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, I like it.
Makes you want to keep listening.
Yeah, yeah, it's a strip club song, a little strip club, you know, strip club anthem. And next. Oh, hate. Start out, all right. I think that's Rihanna.
Yeah, it sounded like her.
Yeah, you a Rihanna fan?
Not particularly, no.
All right, dislike it. There we go. I know this playing up down the airwaves. You listen to the radio?
I just feel something. It's painful here.
How big is whatever something?
To me, it feels, you know, like big, but I don't know what it is. You still there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, they're doing an ultrasound now. Mm. I'm checking out my right breast because I've had some problems there.
Oh, you got pain?
Yeah, and some tumors.
Ooh. Well, they keep relapsing or something? They take them out?
I haven't gotten out yet.
Oh. Yeah, just take it out, woman. Well, look, be brave, girl. You want me to come perform the operation? You know what I'm saying? I'm good with holding them, at least. Yeah, though.
Well, one of them went away. They couldn't find it last time, where the markers are. They have steel markers in there.
Steel markers?
Yeah. They did a biopsy, and they put some steel markers in there last December. And I went back 6 months later, and they couldn't find it. They saw the steel markers, but they couldn't find what they biopsied.
So
I don't know.
They don't have no causes, you know what I'm saying? We can, you know.
Well, there's breast cancer history in our family.
No, I'm saying, well, it could make it appear and disappear.
Well, I've been trying to focus on them going away.
Oh, okay. So is that like a diet thing or?
That too, yeah. Diet, exercise.
You got to do a whole show on this one. We got to do a whole show.
Mammogram Monday.
Mammogram Monday. There you go. It's in stone. You got to
make sure you get the doctor's number so we have to call her on the phone, you know what I mean? Ask her some ask her some questions. Dr. Mello. You know what I'm saying? You got soft hands, woman. You got soft hands. You know. You gotta make sure. Boy, that thing there is looking good. It's looking good. Ooh.
Hold on, hold on.
You see anything there?
Well, I need some information from you.
Okay,
to,
go ahead.
So, you're feeling pain? Mm-hmm. A lump?
This is some personal information, people. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. This is real world, people. This is real world. This is real life. And if this is helping you in any kind of way, may you be blessed. I'm Wrecking the Game Radio Show. And thank Miss Heavenly Angel.
Amen.
Could be helping save a life right now. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's what we're doing, people. Saving lives, one titty at a time. I mean, life at a time. Right.
Yep, one breast at a time.
So what they doing now? They when they do the ultrasound and stuff, they do the ultrasound and they try to see if they see anything.
Yeah. Mm.
So we're waiting.
Yep, they're doing it now.
Oh. We're in the MRI, people. Live.
Ultrasound.
Oh, yeah, ultrasound. Yeah, we wouldn't even talk on the phone if it was MRI. Shit. Couldn't be bringing this up in. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you want to do that. Let's see what... I got my survey on now. All right, that's all right. So, same damn. I get tired because they keep sending me the same damn song. Yeah, it's like, you know, send me something different. This is why I hate this shit, because y'all send it to me every damn week instead of switching up songs. There's so many songs out there. And you want to just keep the top, you know, 20 songs, you know what I'm saying, in rotation.
Right.
And then I forget that shit. You either, that's what should make people request to hear that song, you know what I'm saying? If they heard it, man, I don't know how it goes. Say Black and Yellow. Y'all played only a couple of times, and then that should make somebody, you know what I'm saying, request it.
Yeah.
It's a chick song. It's for the chicks,
yeah.
Though, yeah.
Can I see the
I didn't hear none of this out of it. I'm talking Kim K. I'm in my techno mood, you know what I'm saying? This shit sucks. She sucks herself, so. That's Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, Roman's Revenge. That shit sounds sucks. That shit sucks ass. Song sucks ass, chick. Oh. Come on right there, let's go, let's go.
Let's hope not.
What the hell? Go, motherfucker, next page. What the hell? I don't know what the fuck that is. Fire flames, Tired of this song. And they only been on the charts for about 2 weeks. And I'm getting kind of tired of this. Goddamn Chris Brown and whatever the dude name is, Deuces.
Yeah, they got a new one out.
Yeah, with a little remix. Yeah, they, you know, people tired of that one, so they throw a little remix crap out.
So tender.
Say it's tender?
Yeah, it's just sore in a spot and a. There's a cyst there.
Hmm. Oh, so it hurt when you put your arm there?
No, just when they touch my breath.
Oh.
In one spot.
Real, yeah. Real. Oh.
Real excitement here, people.
Oh, yeah. Drinking in goes down smooth. Uh-oh. I'm tired of this dumbass song.
How many minutes you got left?
For what?
For the end of the show.
What minute show been over with?
I know, aren't you in overtime?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you probably have 10 minutes left.
Yeah. See, that's the song right there.
Yeah, that's the song. Oh. I'm getting kind of tired of this shit. They play it. They just overplay the music. You know what I'm saying? They don't give you a chance to like it. They overplay the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you hear one song 5 times in one day, that's overplayed.
It really is.
And they do that. You know what I'm saying? If you know, because you got 2 hours with one show, they play the shit. 2 hours another the show, they play the shit. 2 hours on this show, they play. So every show that come up, they playing the damn song on their show. So that overplays the damn song. Like they playing something new, like nobody ain't played it before. Just, damn, man.
Is that a
close
up
on
it?
That's taking a little image of it right there, people. Hit a little beep.
Yep.
Yeah, I got in a car accident back in the days, and I had to have MRIs and everything done. Yeah, everything. They did ultrasound on my back and shit. And took pictures of my back. And then when I went in for therapy and shit, they did an ultrasound on me and shit, on my arm, on my hand. I was like, God damn. But then, you know, they need to burn up that insurance money. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker,
when was that?
When does that happen? Probably about 4 years ago. Probably about three, 4 years
ago. Did you settle?
Yeah. Wasted the goddamn money. Didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Wasted the fucking money. I got $8,000 and shit. And took it to the goddamn Bank of fucking America. ask them what to do with it. This son of a bitch going to tell me to put $4,000 in a checking and $4,000 in a damn savings. That's all. I'm like, what the fuck did I come to the bank for, to, you know what I'm saying, to know that? And I couldn't put the money in my mom's account, at her credit union, because they said that my credit wasn't good enough. I said, God damn. I'm coming with $8,000 if my credit ain't good enough.
Wow.
Yep. So I had to go deal with a fucking bank. Yeah, credit unions, man, they do background checks, you know what I'm saying, on their members. They don't even play. I'm like, damn. That's what's up. Last one.
Well,
oh, well, I guess that was the last one.
I
can never find this shit. After that, just go to Ways to Get Points and look under station codes. Man, every time I do that shit, y'all motherfuckers don't be.
Back in a minute with the radiologist. Thank you, dear. Thank
you. Thank you. They're going to have the docs come in next, and they want me to be off the phone with this one.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, because we off the phone with this one. You know what I'm saying? They know what I'm saying.
Thank you. Oh, that don't sound good.
Was that you?
Yeah. Huh?
No.
I hope they got good news for me. Hey, well, I'll keep you informed tomorrow, I guess.
All right. Well, that's what's up. Because, you know, it's nothing but love for you, baby. Nothing but love for you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Much love for you, too.
Going down.
I'm addicted to this.
Hey, the show is addicted to you. You know what I'm saying? Before we go up out of here, people.
Every day,
I want to see your tits, my dear.
I was having withdrawal when you didn't show up on time.
Yeah, hey, you know, I was here. I just wasn't here. You know what I'm saying? I was
yeah, you was in another world.
Another world. And I mean, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I ain't with, let's see, we get up out of here.
Well, thanks for staying with me.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Yeah,
you know,
real.
And to keep it raw. You know what I'm saying? Keep it
raw. Nothing like being in the torture chamber.
Hey, now you just need a little quiet. All right, people, it's Weed's Day Wednesday. Present Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Hey, baby.
We actually didn't have a two-hour show. You know what I'm saying? Thought y'all was going
to
miss out on that two-hour show. Going down real big. How we doing? Dedication, baby. That's fine. Much love to the world.
You see, baby,
peace out, and we'll see y'all.
I want to spend some quality,
you know what I'm saying?
Quiet time with you.
Peace.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn out, baby. Let me take you higher. Lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah.
It's been a long week, and you can't
go back. Let me do all the things to make you feel so good, so good, baby.